This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says it has identified more victims of a rock-throwing spree. At least six drivers have reported rocks and gravel thrown at their windshield on roads around the Rocky Flats Wildlife Refuge last week. Several were injured, and one driver died when one of the rocks crashed into her car. The Sheriff's Office has not identified any suspects. Law enforcement has increased a reward for information in the case to help find new leads. President Joe Biden's announcement that he will run for a second term was cheered by Colorado Democrats and criticized by the state's Republicans. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper was first out of the gate to support Biden's reelection. Pointing to accomplishments from infrastructure to jobs, the former governor said, "This is only the beginning. Let's finish the job." Other congressional Democrats, from Representative Diana DeGette to Senator Michael Bennett, also echoed Biden's message about protecting freedoms and continuing to deliver for the American people. Meanwhile, Republicans like Ken Buck remain critical of Biden's time in office, pointing to inflation and high energy prices, while the Western Slope's Lauren Boebert urged people to join her in reelecting former President Donald Trump. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets can move on to the next round of the basketball playoffs with a win tonight. They'll host the Minnesota Timberwolves in Denver. It's game five of the series. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock at Ball Arena. For more of the day's news, come to CPR.org. Right now in Denver, it's 42 degrees with light rain and some thunder in the area. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.